Yeah, I thought our girls did a fantastic job on the defensive end. We really did a great job of, you know, pressing basketball. We weren't forcing a lot of turnovers, but we were really disrupting their offense.
You know, sometimes, as Ryan pointed out, maybe your offense doesn't click the way you want it to, but yet your defense can always play hard, and that's something that seems to always fit right into the Newell Fonda game plan.
You know, these girls create a lot of different ways to win, and tonight, you know, it's going to be because of our defense. You know, some nights you get hot from outside, which we did hit a lot of outside shots tonight, but we just weren't probably as crisp on offense as we could have been, but that's probably a lot to do with what Glidden was doing to us as well.
Yeah, they actually led 7-6, and then after that, it was all Newell Fonda. 19-point lead at the break. You had the continuous clock with 2:40 to go on the third. You get the victory, 62-27, and now either West Monona or Westwood come Monday.
Yeah, you know, two very good teams that are having great years, and, you know, that's exactly what you would expect at this time of year. You have a great matchup in a regional final.
So what do you do between now and then? I'm curious, because I know you're going to Sheldon tomorrow. At least I think you are, right?
Well,
Or you get focused in on Monday.
Yeah,
already.
I'm going to have to...
Give that to Nathan Barron?
Going to have to give that to Nathan Barron. I'm going to probably watch quite a bit of game tape and see if we can find some edges on the floor for Monday night. And, you know, Sunday we'll put in our scouting report and how we're going to play whoever we play, and then Monday, get ready and go over there.
Coach, best of luck to you, okay?
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Good to see you.